This is a family planning clinic in Santiago. Here in the waiting room are babies in carry cots and children playing with toys. I'm here to talk to Dr. Luis Jensen. He's one of the hundreds of doctors in Chile who describe themselves as conscientious objectors.
Aprendí en la facultad que los médicos estamos para servir la vida.
I learned at medical school that doctors were meant to serve life, to restore health, to alleviate the problems of illness. We were never taught it was medical practice to give a treatment designed to kill.
Se traduzca en matar.
Abortion is only legal under three conditions. If a mother's life is at risk, if the fetus is unviable, or if a woman has been raped. Dr. Jensen said he would perform an early cesarean to save a woman's life, but he would never provide an abortion to a healthy woman, even if she'd been raped. I've come now to a big public hospital in Santiago. It was here that Dr. Gonzalo Rubio carried out the first legal abortion in Chile.
In the first case, que era una niña de 13 años.
The first case was a girl of 13. She had been raped by a member of her own family, it seemed. We discovered she was pregnant because she had tried to commit suicide. She asked us to terminate the pregnancy. Sexual violence exists. It is very widespread, and this law allows us to see its true extent.
Dr. Rubio describes working at the hospital before the abortion law was passed.
I saw many cases of women, above all in the case of fetal unviability, of women who had to wait up to 37 weeks with a fetus that had no hope of survival, and I regarded this as torture.
But many of Dr. Rubio's colleagues see things differently. Almost a third of doctors working in public hospitals refuse to provide abortions in cases of fetal abnormality, and half won't perform abortions in cases of rape. There are many more so-called objectors in private clinics. Gloria Mayra heads a coalition of women's groups in favour of abortion. She's speaking at a meeting of feminists here at the University of Chile. She says some hospitals don't even tell women they have a legal right to an abortion.
Implementation continues to be a challenge. There's a lack of information for women. There's also a lack of training for health professionals in primary care and hospitals about the law and the right of a woman to interrupt a pregnancy.
She claims the Conservative government and Sebastián Piñera is blocking the implementation of the law. The government recently won a court ruling allowing hospitals that won't provide abortions to receive state funds.
Hola, mucho gusto.
Deborah Solis is a director of the charity APROFA, which runs sexual health clinics across the country. She accuses the government of failing to act, putting women at risk.
Women, girls, adolescents continue to opt for illegal and clandestine methods of abortion. They continue to put their lives at risk because the state is not guaranteeing the fulfilment of the law, at least in the way it was written.
But pro-government congressman Guillermo Ramírez rejects this claim.
My personal opinion is that conscientious objection is a liberal principle we must defend at all costs. If the clinic in the area where I live doesn't have specialists who carry out abortions, what happens in practice is that this woman is taken to another medical centre where they do practice abortions. I don't see why these women need to carry out a clandestine abortion. That doesn't make sense.
I wanted to speak to women who'd sought a termination, but they all felt too vulnerable to speak publicly. Objectors like Dr. Jensen hope it will soon become impossible to find a doctor to perform a legal abortion in Chile. But others say this will take women back to a time when many saw their only option as a dangerous and illegal backstreet abortion.